This is Stefan Christoph reporting from Amman, Jordan. I traveled to Jordan 2 weeks ago to work in Palestine with the International Solidarity Movement. The International Solidarity Movement is a Palestinian-led organization which facilitates campaigns of nonviolent direct action against the daily workings of the Israeli occupation, such as taking direct action to tear down sections of the apartheid wall, which is currently being constructed from the north of the West Bank to the south, which will also eventually annex 20 to 40% of West Bank land. I attempted to enter Israel this last Saturday and was refused entry and deemed a security threat to the state of Israel. Since then, I've been in Jordan staying with Palestinian students from Gaza and visiting the Palestinian refugee camps throughout Jordan, which are home to hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees displaced in the wars of 1948 and 1967. These camps are the living memory of Palestinian refugees who live day to day waiting and fighting to return to Palestine. The recently negotiated Geneva Accord signs away the right of return for these thousands of Palestinian refugees throughout the Arab world, many thousands here in Jordan. I'm here in Amman with a Palestinian student from Gaza. He's studying in Amman. His name is Halil Franji. My first question for Halil is his opinion on the recently negotiated Geneva Accord. One of the main issues of the Geneva Accord was the right of return. Palestinian politicians were asked to sign away this right. What is your opinion on this?
It's logical to refuse the Geneva Accord because people who signed this treaty do not have the right to give up this right. So I think that these people have the right to give their ideas, whatever it was, without talking about consent and rights, human rights and basic, such as the rights of return.
One of the main things, again, negotiated away with the Geneva Accord is the right of return. How do you feel about that? Politicians of the Palestinian Authority are attempting to negotiate away this right of thousands of refugees here in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, and scattered throughout the world. Do you think that it's legitimate for the Palestinian Authority to negotiate away this right? Why is the right of return so central and so important to the Palestinian struggle?
So you can find the answer when you visit the camps, because you can see the temporary station situation. You can find the answer really in the streets. You can feel it in the in them faces. The refugees, the kids, the guys, the old men. I think all of the refugees.
So when you visit the camps here in Jordan, And you ask about the right of return, these again are displaced refugees from 1948, 1967. What are the answers that you get when you ask about the right of return?
We must return, and the it's a temporary station in a situation. We are here. And we are hold on all of the difficulties in life to just return back to Palestine.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, the refugee camps in Jordan constitute, a large segment of the Palestinian refugee population. Can you maybe speak about some of the camps here in Jordan, close to Amman, Jordan's capital, Bega camp, different camps around the country? Can you describe what the camps look like, the conditions?
Very difficult things, They don't have enough service, education, employment. There's many guys, they can't find the good jobs, and they working in also in the capital, and very 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 bad jobs. They don't have enough service.
Maybe speak about your life in Gaza. You're a Palestinian student living in Amman. You're from Gaza City. Can you speak about your daily life in Gaza? What is it like? I mean, you're here in Amman. You described the conditions of the refugee camps. There are 100,000 of Palestinian refugees here in Jordan. But maybe speak about your life in Gaza, the Gaza Strip.
when I arrived here to Amman, I found big difference between life, between Gaza and Amman, Amman as a city, as a capital, but the between the camps in Jordan and the camps in Gaza, also there's a big difference because the camps here in Jordan, it's more poor than Gaza. They get in Gaza, the camps in Gaza Strip, they get enough service, the enough education, everything. I think because all of the media and all of the people around the world, they have enough information about camps inside Palestine. Also, the jobs, it's better than Jordan. I say that just in the camps, not in the cities in Amman. We have in Gaza. I'm an refugee, from the refugees from Gaza. But I live in the city, not in the camp. But when you do around in Gaza, you can find the markets, the streets. It's better than here at the camps in Jordan. I think also because the main center for the United Nations, it was in Vienna. They move it to Gaza Strip. I think for that, they will give the camps in Gaza more important, and in spite of all of the conditions we live in it, in these conditions, I think the life in Gaza it's better than Jordan, because all of the refugees, they live in a part of Palestine, not like the Jordanian, the Palestinian refugees in Jordan or in Syria or in Lebanon. That will make them work hard, and they can hold the difficult fight to retain our lands. And also, we are in the refugees in Gaza and West Bank. we feel with the Palestinian refugees and the different camps outside Palestine, because also it's one of the reasons we fight as Palestinian.
Given the fact that you said life in terms of employment and economic opportunity perhaps is better in Gaza than it is for, in some ways, better in Gaza than it is for Palestinian refugees in the camps of Jordan and so on. Can you maybe just describe some situations in Gaza? One thing in particular, the freedom of movement.
It's not safely to move in Gaza. When I want to travel to Amman, before 1.5 months, I think, I crossed just 40 kilometers from my home to the Rafah border with Egypt. Yeah, it takes with me 12 hours. It's just 40 kilometers, but the Israeli make Gaza at parts. Every 15 kilometers, there's a cross point. Leave us stand, stay at the ground under the sun. There's nothing to cover us. It was very hot. This is the difference between the refugees camps and Gaza Strip and West Bank and the Jordanian and the Syria and Lebanon. So with this difficulty, we will fight to get our rights.
I have one more question. Why is it important for people in Montreal, people in Canada, to support those Palestinians who are fighting for their basic rights, their land, their culture, their dignity as people?
Because I'm one of the people in Palestine. I like to live in peace. I like to fight. really I'm fighting just to to keep my rights, to have also all of my rights. Anyone from Canada, from USA, if he come to Palestine, he will find lovely people. I think it's I told you that we are like peace, all of us. But there's also one thing that that the kids in Gaza or in West Bank, grow up, and around them there's shots, bombs, Apache F-16, they will make the kids, I think so. They will make them stand against the Jewish. If the Jewish want to make peace with us, make anything, be clear to us, anything clear to us that you want peace. I'm one of the people, like peace, okay. But I can't change the kids' minds. If I want to ask anyone of the kids, who's 8 years old, 9 years old, about if you like to make peace with Israel, he will tell me no. I will ask why. He will tell me because they shot me from the Apache, from the tanks. He will fight us. The Jewish fighting us with the biggest guns. I don't know. It's clear.
Okay, thank you very much, Halil. We've been speaking with Halil Franchi, who's a Palestinian student from the Gaza Strip, Gaza City, who's studying here in Amman, Jordan. I'm here in Amman, Stefan Christoph, reporting for CKUT Radio in Montreal. I traveled to Jordan 2 weeks ago to work in Palestine with the International Solidarity Movement. The International Solidarity Movement is a Palestinian-led organization which facilitates campaigns of nonviolent direct action against the daily workings of the Israeli occupation, such as taking direct action to tear down sections of the apartheid wall being constructed from the north of the West Bank to the south, eventually annexing 20-40% of West Bank lands. I attempted to enter Israel this last Saturday and was refused entry and deemed a security threat to the Israeli state. Since then, I've been in Jordan staying with Palestinian students such as Halil, who you just heard from Gaza, and visiting the Palestinian refugee camps throughout Jordan, which are home to hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinian refugees from the wars of 1948 with the creation of the State of Israel and 1967. This is Stefan Christoph reporting from Amman, Jordan. Thank you.